a look back at 2015. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. As the year draws to a close, it is typical to look back and assess how the year went as a whole. And for Monroe County cattle and hay farmer Jerry Barr, it was a pretty good year.
2015 on my farm was a pretty good year, although cattle prices kind of went down some, other commodities kind of went down some, but the hay market for me has increased a little bit and production went up, so there was no major weather-related downfalls, being too much rain or drought stretches that hurt production, so overall it was a pretty good year for me.
Barr raises cattle, hay, and some row crops, and sells many hay bales for consumers to decorate with. He says diversifying is something that is commonplace to stay competitive.
I think diversification it's almost a must to kind of spread out some risk and to connect to some consumers and to connect to other retail opportunities that you may not have otherwise. The mini straw bales that I have are actually filling a niche, and I'm always looking for other things to get into that don't currently take away from the time I have to spend in the things that I already have.
And Barr says looking forward to 2016, the future looks bright, and he remains, as most farmers do, optimistic about a good year in agriculture in 2016.
2015 was a blessed year. I had many opportunities come my way that I don't know that I deserved, but for certain wasn't expecting. So it makes optimism for 2016 that much brighter. And I think 2016 will, the good Lord willing, will turn out to be as great as 2015, and we'll be looking toward optimism for the next year in 2017.
So as we ring out 2015 and ring in 2016, agriculture in Tennessee overall had a great year, and we look forward to seeing what bright future 2016 brings. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.